Thank you for calling customer support. This is Jemiah. How could I help you?
Hi, Maya. My name is Andrea Moore, and I had an amount charged to my credit card back on the 23rd of December, I believe, and I called in and spoke to someone at that time saying that I did not approve for this, whatever it was, Nurse Living Today, whatever. And they were supposed to have that refunded back to my card, and I don't see where that's been done. And they said it would take like 5 business days, but it's been like almost 2 months now.
Okay, I can take a look at it. May I have your zip code?
63033.
Okay, what's the first and last name, ma'am?
Andrea, A-N-D-R-E-A, Moore, M-O-O-R-E.
And when did this charge take place?
When I'm looking at my statement, it says December 23rd, but it might have been before that.
Okay, just a second. So the charge that was charged to you on January the 20th, they did refund that.
When did they refund it? Because I'm not showing it. When did they refund it?
Just a second. They refunded it on the 20th.
On the 20th of January?
Yes, ma'am.
I'm not showing it. Okay, I'll call my bank and make sure of that.
Yes, ma'am, it was refunded. Now, you had two charges. One was on the 21st, and then one was on the 20th. The 21st of December, and one was on the 20th of January. The one on the 21st of December, that one was not refunded. The one on the 20th of January, that one was.
Okay, what was the one on the 21st of December?
That charge, they were not willing to refund. When I take a look at the account, they were only going to refund the most recent. It was $49.89.
Okay, neither one of them should have been charged. And at the time when I spoke, the only thing that was on there was the one account, which was the one charge amount, which was $49.89.
I see where you called in on the 20th of January.
Yes.
And it says customer called.
Go ahead.
It says customer called in about charges. Said she would contact her bank, and they informed you that they would cancel the account and they issued you a refund for the most recent charge.
But and it was only one charge at that time. So how was it another charge made on the? So you telling me it was a charge made on the 21st of December and the 20th of January?
Yes, ma'am. When you called in on the 20th of January, that charge took place that day. That's how you called in, because you seen that charge on that day.
I called in because I seen the other charge, because I hadn't seen the charge for January 20th.
Well, it's showing that that's the charge that you called in concerning. The charge for January, December the 21st, that charge had took place a month previously. So when you called in, it was a whole nother month. And this was a monthly subscription. So that's why they refunded you for the most recent charge. And they canceled the account.
Okay. I need that charge refunded for the 20th.
And that's not going to be possible, ma'am.
Yeah, I'll call my bank and see what they can do. Because
and see, this is, let me explain what happens. Let me just explain clearly what happens when it comes to that.
Okay.
Because you accepted the previous refund for one. So they're going to show that. This is what's going to happen. When you took, it shows that you took a survey offering for a chance to win a Dyson vacuum, iPad, or tablet. What is explained in the terms and conditions was that by accepting that offer, and paying that entry fee, it was going to enroll you in something called a meal app plan. In the terms and conditions, legally, we have to provide what you're going to be billed. When you contact your bank, what they're going to do is they're going to contact us. At that time, we provide the terms and conditions and the information that was given. They will then let you know that legally the information was provided, so they won't be able to refund that. And they could possibly reverse the refund that was already given to you, because technically that was valid, because legally the terms and conditions of what you were going to be billed were provided. So they could reverse if, you know, we could request that they reverse that refund. So that's why I'm stating that, you know, we refunded you what could be refunded, but I do understand that you were not aware of what was taking place. But legally, you know, I tell everybody you have to read the terms and conditions, because legally, to cover us, we have to provide them. So they were provided of what was going to take place. So I just, okay, you know.
Go ahead. I'm listening.
I try to advise people on that, because, you know, when you contact, when you dispute a charge with your bank, that doesn't necessarily mean that, okay, my bank is going to refund me. The bank has to look into it and see if that charge was valid or not. And they give us the call, because they have our information as the merchant on the account. So when they call us, you know, that's basically what they verify, if that charge was valid or not. And, of course, we provide the information legally that we provided the terms and conditions. So, you know, I do understand that it was a misunderstanding, but the information was provided.
Okay, do you by any chance have, because that was for the Dyson vacuum cleaner, do you have that information? Because I don't even have that information no more when I even put in for that. And needless to say, I have not even received the vacuum cleaner.
And see what happened, that's why, you know, I tell anybody when they call and inquire about what's being offered to read the terms and conditions, because when they told you the fee in the beginning to pay the small fee, that was for you to enter for a chance to win that product. And what they do is they let you know, they contact you, and they let you know if you won that product or not.
But no one has even contacted me.
In your email, have you checked your email when it comes to, like, because it may have been in your spam or anything like that?
I normally try to read all junk mail, whatever I receive, just to be. But then I thought that when I read it originally, it said, you know, it's a chance. And then it comes, when you go through everything else, it says, okay, you did win, and you just need to pay this such and such. So at that point, I thought I actually had won it, and I just needed to pay that, whatever that fee was at that point. Needless to say, I guess I didn't read what you were saying about, you know, I was also enrolling into the other, because not only just with you, your particular company that you're working for, it was another one that also charged me something that said that I had signed up for such and such, which I don't understand. It's not you all's fault, it's my fault for not realizing what I was doing.
Yeah, but they will send you an email, so you may can go back in your emails, but they will send you an email if you won, just letting you know when they were going to send it. Because
so
they would ship it to you.
So that money that I paid them was...
What you paid, what they requested in the beginning, that was just an entry fee.
Okay.
But it has been canceled. Nothing else will be billed to you. And that latest charge, it was refunded to you.
Okay. I appreciate you taking time to at least try to explain it to me. The last person didn't do all that, so.
Yes, ma'am. I mean, that's why I wanted you to, you know, clearly understand it. You know, it's not to scam you or anything. We provide the information. But you know that thing called fine print that we kind of look over?
That's right.
Where all of that information is at. And I just have learned from, you know, just from my job itself, read that fine print, because it's going to explain what's going to take place.
Okay. I truly appreciate you. You have truly been a help for me today, and Hope you continue doing the good job that you're doing.
Thank you, ma'am. And you have a good day.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye. Bye.